The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The second verse, book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, the word comes from your mouth. Thank you, Lord, for the conviction that would produce in our hearts, Lord, to walk with you, to bow down before you and worship you, God, for who you are. Thank you. Continue to minister to us, God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, as we read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, the word of God cleanses us. There is a cleansing that is mentioned in the Bible, and even book of John chapter 13 verse 4 and 5. There also Jesus says, Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Meaning the question is, why the cleansing mentioned in the Bible? If you take the legalistic people, often I would talk and mention about them, because they say you can be sinlessly perfect, you can be sinless after you become born again. But I don't know how they are going to interpret this verse. Why the Bible mentions about cleansing? Meaning there is a chance you and me to get impure, which God is taking the responsibility on himself to cleanse us, so that in the walk of faith we can walk with God with a constant, beautiful, wonderful fellowship with him. Now Bible is emphasizing on cleansing so much because there is a reason behind, which I am going to talk about today. And what I want to say, even book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 4, Jesus says, Jesus knows the thoughts of you and me. Matthew 9 4 and Matthew chapter 15 verse 19, Jesus says, the thoughts comes from the heart of the people. Meaning Jesus says, why do you want to talk about on the outside? I am looking on the inside, because the thoughts which is going to come from your mouth going to defile another brother. That's what Jesus Christ sees deep within. The thoughts comes from the heart. He addresses the root of it. We addresses the cause of it. Meaning we addresses the outside, outward action, but Jesus addresses the root cause of it. Then Matthew 12:25 and Luke 12:17, Acts chapter 8 verse 20, this all talks about the thoughts of man is very bad, which defiles himself and others. Okay, now where is the root of this source is from? Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17, heart was lifted up in Lucifer. Lucifer's heart were lifted up, which in turn transferred to Adam and Eve, by which you and me, we were inherited those things. Now those thoughts are defiling us, because the source is Lucifer alone. Okay, the thoughts comes from the heart. Whose heart? It is Lucifer. Lucifer's heart was lifted up, and that is defiling the human race, which Romans chapter 5 verse 12 it says, because of one man sinned, the sin passed into all human generation. Okay, so the thoughts are killing you and me so much, in the sense, the hearts were on the inside from the old heart. So what I want to say here, we cannot stop thoughts coming into our mind, but certainly the decision that we will make to approach and deal with those thoughts is in our hand. You know what I mean? I'm saying we cannot stop thoughts coming into our mind, meaning when we ride car or bike, when we see the cinema posters, obviously it goes, correct? We are not closing our eyes and driving our car or bike. So many thoughts, it can come into our mind because it is blank. It can come inside because of the old nature which we are inherited. It comes inside, but certainly it is our decision. We are making a decision how we are going to approach the thought. We are going to deal with it. We are not approaching and letting it go so that it can become a stronghold in our lives. Rather, we are going to deal with it objectively. Objectively, we are going to deal with it so that the thoughts would not turn into stronghold and hold you and me in one time, so that we would not progress anymore in the kingdom of God. Then, for a purpose, I am borrowing the statements from pastors, some other pastors. Our old nature knows our thoughts, so it can make so much damage to our lives than the devil himself. This is not my statement, let me acknowledge of it. Okay, so the old nature knows our thought, which can condemn you and me so much, and it can make so much damage in our lives than the devil on the outside. So what Jesus Christ talks here, he speaks here, let me take the responsibility on myself to cleanse or wash your feet. Because the moment we believed in Jesus Christ, we had been given a bath. We took a shower. Jesus Christ's sinless blood, when he shed his sinless blood on the cross of Calvary, the moment we believed in him, we were washed away once and for all, wherein which we are seated in heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Now we don't need bath anymore, but we need cleansing all the more. We need cleansing all the more. That is why we come here. We are getting cleansed by the word, whether we know it or not. Because Jesus Christ takes the responsibility to cleanse our feet every moment, every second. Our physical body is reaping what kind of thoughts sown in our hearts. I'm working in the hospital. There are diabetes, BP, blood pressure, all kinds of things comes. Because simple reason, there is a thought on the inside of the man. They could not know how to deal with it. In turn, that is going to affect the physical body. And we are suffering of the thought, what is on the inside, because they don't know how to deal with those thoughts objectively. But you and me, we know. Because there is a person, there is God himself, willing and waiting to wash our feet every day, every moment as we come here. So the same thing, book of John chapter 8 verse 10 and 11. Let us read the verse and close it. Book of John chapter 8 verse 10 and 11. Okay, there is a story of adulterous, the women got into adultery. And the Pharisees and people, they are bringing her to Jesus Christ. And the man is out, woman is caught. Okay, so but the law says both have to be stoned. But what I want to say here, verse 10 and 11, when Jesus had lifted up himself, saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. What I want to say here as application of this story, Jesus knows the thoughts on the inside, which is defiling all of us and keep you and me in that adulterous woman's place. Meaning that's incredible. The what was on the inside, which only Jesus Christ saw that. But all the people waiting to condemn her and throw her out and wanted to kill her according to the law. But there is Jesus Christ standing there to rescue her, to give her a permanent deliverance from the thought which is condemning her so badly. Jesus Christ, looking at her, he says, I have delivered you from this problem. Go and sin no more. So that is the ministry of Jesus Christ for you and me even today. As we come to the church, we are receiving the word and God is cleansing our feet every time. Inward cleansing and outward action, meaning the inward cleansing results in the outward action, but not outward action cleanses the inward part. But the legalist people talk, behave well, but Jesus says, no, there is no action you can change, but I will clean you on the inside, which will result on the outside as a good works. Okay, so that's what Jesus Christ is interested in. And he also doing the work in you and me, because Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, God's thought toward us is thought of peace. That's how he sees you and me. He don't have anything against you and me because he accepted us in his beloved. And Jesus says, my thought toward you is a thought of peace. Okay, so he is cleansing us. Provided you and me, we are sitting under his feet and willing to be cleansed. Because who is cleaning, who is washing, is Jesus Christ alone. So that's a ministry of him. Let us enjoy and walk with him. And as we read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, he is cleansing us as a church. He is there to cleanse us, you and me. That is why Hebrews 10:25, assemble together as often as possible, because the day is approaching. Okay, the time is short, so let us use all the time to gather, assemble more and more, to be cleansed, to be washed by Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing happens in our lives. Thank you so much, God. You are setting us free. Thank you so much, God. You are never going to condemn us, God, because Romans chapter 8 verse 1, we are away out of the condemnation, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for the liberty that we have in you and as well as in the body of Christ. Praise you. We worship you. Yes, God, thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.